That's all for you. It's Marcus Layton for you. That's the Blinky remix. Before that, Shanae Valentine, Beautiful Tonight, and 6 Years by Wigfield. That one takes us way back, and it brings us to the top of the hour and news time. In your top stories, America criticizes South Africa for supporting Iran, the Bella Act implementation remains constrained in the Western Cape, and a proposed law will give government stronger tools to monitor money flow. The American embassy in Pretoria has criticized South Africa for supporting Iran during the violent protests in that country. The embassy says South Africa has shown its support to Iran by allowing its vessels into South African waters for a recent multinational naval drill. America says it is concerned that the Minister of Defense, Angie Motshekga, defied an order regarding Iran's participation on the drill. America accuses Iran of being a state sponsor of terror. The Portfolio Committee on Basic Education says the implementation of a compulsory Grade R year in the foundation phase, in line with the Basic Education Laws Amendment Act, is underway. However, the Western Cape is the only province where universal implementation is constrained by budgetary and space limitations. The rollout remains an unfunded responsibility for provincial departments of education, with no specific funding in the National Treasury's budget. The committee's chairperson, Joy Maamela, says it will continue to monitor the implementation of this provision. A rubber recycling company in Germiston in Gauteng went up in flames yesterday. The city of Ekurhuleni's Disaster and Emergency Management Services were called to the scene just after 10 o'clock. According to reports, about 15,000 litres of diesel fuel filed inside a plastic reservoir tanks caught alight during a delivery. The fire spread to railway and power streets, which had to be closed for a while. A spokesperson says no casualties were reported. Rescue teams are searching for a 5-year-old boy who is believed to have been swept away by floods in the Mabula village in Limpopo. The province received large amounts of rain over the past few days, leading to floods. The Mopani District Municipality says the boy's mother and sibling were found and rescued. President Ramaphosa visited the flood-stricken parts yesterday to assess the extent of the damage. The South African National Defence Force deployed 3 helicopters to evacuate stranded people. The government has proposed laws that will give it stronger tools to monitor money flows and improve tougher penalties on people who engage in financial crimes. The law aims to combat money laundering and terrorism financing. National Treasury says the law will amend 4 pieces of legislation, including those that govern non-profit entities and companies. If passed, the bill will allow the government to conduct lifestyle audits and expand its tools, as it had to track cash that moves into and out of the country. And moving to international news, Israel killed a senior Hamas leader in an airstrike in Gaza yesterday. 6 other people were killed in the attack. The deceased includes a 16-year-old child. Over 400 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza since Hamas and Israel agreed to a fragile ceasefire in October last year. United Nations says more than 100 children have been killed since the ceasefire. Israel and Hamas blame each other for violating the ceasefire. Moving to sports news. Otoniel Botman produced a sensational 5-wicket haul as the Paarl Royals stormed into the SA20 playoffs with a bonus point win over the Pretoria Capitals at Centurion. After restricting the hosts to 127 all-out, Paarl recovered from early batting setbacks through the composed knocks from Ruben Herman and Dan Lawrence to keep the chase firmly under control. Captain David Miller then guided the Royals home with authority as they cruised past the targets with 5 overs to spare. The result lifts Paul to the top of the SA20 standings, with the Capitals remaining third, with their playoff hopes still alive ahead of their match against the Joburg Super Kings. Financials: gold selling at $4,596.17 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $63.64, a US dollar R16.34, the British pound £21.88, and the euro R18.97. A Bitcoin is currently $95,402.10. And that's all for this bulletin. Next news with sport from Mark Godfrey at 8. Weather time. Having a last